From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
EW to his friends, Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Red. Scared this week, boys and girls. I'll tell you why in a moment. This is your alternative news programme from the town of Poprad. That's what we call it, Postcard from Poprad, in the east of Slovakia. Now, the drunken, hairy monster from Mancunian areas is still not with us. I say nothing. Therefore, I'm going to introduce my professional partner, who comes in regularly every week, even when she's dying. It's Rachel Brunsdon!
Hello! Hello! I'm not drunk.
Are you not?
No.
Are you sure?
I should be. It's 10 o'clock at night in Australia. Everybody else is drunk but me.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yes, no, I'm not drunk. I'm happy to report I'm sober and ready to work.
Right, there you go. And this is where the danger comes in, boys and girls. You've heard her once or twice in the past, but she's joining me in the studio to fill in for the lapsing banks. It's none other than Petra!
Hello.
I'm scared.
Hooray, another girl.
I'm scared.
Yeah, it's two against one.
Oh, that's fair now then, isn't it?
Well, yes. I bet you like it.
What, two girls? Yeah, there's equivalent power. Two girls, one fella.
Is it threesome in English?
Stop it. Oh, I can see the tone of this program's going to go down the toilet in seconds. But where were we? Anyway, yes, hi to wherever you happen to be listening to World Talk Radio X, blah, 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 blah. And you can find us all on our wonderful website, rti.fm, and find all the stations there that you can listen to us on, doobie doobie doobie. And we've got to start off with, I've got to say thank you, haven't I, first?
Yes.
To you.
Why?
To Petra.
Why?
Because Petra and Martina bought me this. Well, I knew something was going on, boys and girls, because normally it's get out of the flat. This is Martina talking. Go to work. Get on with it. Move your bottom. And this particular day, it was, it's your birthday. You don't have to hurry. I'll take you to work. I'll bring you in. I'll be your taxi. And I'm thinking, yeah, right, something's going on. But this continued on, and I started to actually believe it for a while. And then I got here and I decided to wait outside for a minute after I got out of the pretend taxi. And as I walk into the office starts playing Happy Birthday to me on its own. And there's streamers, balloons, cake in the office, champagne for me to drink for breakfast. And that was Martina and Petra. So thank you, Petra.
Oh, yay. You're not welcome.
You're not welcome.
Can I sing to you now?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Happy birthday to you. Oof. Happy birthday to you.
Oof.
Happy birthday, Uncle Harry.
Oof.
Grandpants. Happy birthday to you.
Right. Give it to go and get changed.
Thank you, Auntie.
That's all right, darling.
Anyway, let's move on to the news, boys and girls, because it is an alternative look at the news, and here we go. I've got to say sorry to all the terrible situation in Colorado at the moment for our American listeners. About 40,000 people have been evacuated. Sounds a bit like Osrage.
Yeah, they particularly in this part of America and in California, they are no strangers to really big fires, as are we. So I really empathise. And we actually have a lot of crews that go on exchange. So when we have our fire season, those guys come to us and vice versa.
Really?
I know that we shipped out a whole bunch of guys to help them with their situation because we share our expertise.
That's nice, isn't it?
So, yeah, it is. It's really good. And given the fact that we're really far away from each other, it's a really big deal. Of an exercise to do, and we, you know, make sure they've got equipment and everything else. So we hope that they're all okay and they get it under control as soon as possible, but Mother Nature will be what she will be.
Exactly. And now, Petra, you're going to tell us about what's been happening here because there's been water everywhere.
Big floodings, and that's it.
What do you mean that's it? No, you've got a terrace.
Well, now we've got sunny days, so it's drying.
It's not. The water's everywhere.
I know, but especially in the capital city, in Bratislava, the Danube River was, what is it?
Flooded.
Flooded.
Mm.
It rose.
It rose.
It rose.
It rose.
My English lesson, that's it for today.
Yes.
She's doing very well.
She is, isn't she?
She speaks better English than I do.
No.
You need to turn your headphones down, dear.
Why?
Because then you'll talk louder, because you're being very quiet.
No, that's my usual voice.
Yeah, right.
She's demure.
Yes, demure. So anyway, we send our condolences to anybody that's been shipped out from their home. Lots over here in Central Europe, down in Hungary as well. So I hope everything, the water recedes and carries on doing so. Although it is raining again all over the west side of Europe, let's just hope it doesn't come here.
No. Well,
we don't want it.
Really nice and hot weather.
Yeah,
now.
We don't want it. What's it like down yours, Rach?
It's not too bad, actually. We've had it's been unseasonably cooler than usual, and it's been wetter than usual. We're supposed to be in a dry season now, but it's still been, you know, rainy. But it's not too bad. We're averaging about sort of 27, 28 during the day.
Mm. Let's ask Petra a question now, shall we?
Oh.
So just imagine there's a restaurant in Slovakia. Mm-hmm. And we happen to have, we did have a lady prime minister once, didn't we, for about a year?
Yeah. She resigned.
She got pushed out, really, didn't she?
Well, yeah.
Yes, she got pushed out. So if you can imagine a restaurant in Slovakia, and at the time we've got a lady prime minister, so we can call her Petra, can't we?
Let's call her Petra.
And in this restaurant, they describe Petra as a likening to a quail, which is a very small bird, as you know. And Petra then is described as having small breasts, but huge thighs. Would you be offended by that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You never tell
gaffe.
This to a woman.
Why?
Well,
I'm just drawing a synergy, you see, so you can answer.
No matter how she looks like, you would never tell her she's got huge thighs.
Why?
Because it's not. It's rude.
It's honest.
No, it's rude.
It's honest, right?
It's honest to a man, but it's rude to a woman.
Like, Aussie people are supposed to be honest.
Well, we're very honest, but the spirit in which this particular quail analogy was made was not in the nicest of ways. It was also came to a head at a Liberal National Party fundraiser, of which is the opposition to our Prime Minister.
This was referencing Gillian Gillard then.
Julia Gillard, yes.
Yeah, that's it. Ah.
The thing that what we call in Australia is sus about this particular story is the fact that this particular chef said that he created this menu as a private joke and no one was meant to see it.
Well, how did people see it then?
At an LNP fundraiser? I smell something foul, and it's quail.
So your Prime Minister, who's about to get chucked out, she was not happy then?
Well, I don't think anybody was. And even the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, came out and said this was in particularly poor taste. Joe Hockey, however, is a guy who's the shadow treasurer. And he is a very rotund gentleman.
Uh-huh.
And he said, there's nothing wrong with it. She called me a fat man in Parliament.
No, she didn't.
She was honest.
She was honest.
She was Australian honest that day. But the fact of the matter is, he is fat. And if you poke him with a fork, gravy will pour out of him.
Ah, right.
And, you know, it went from the sublime to the ridiculous. And in this week in particular, it's just a real big deal with her because she goes on these rants about misogyny and so forth all the time.
Is she?
And she'd had a big rant earlier in the week about the men in blue ties while her deputy prime minister and her treasurer were also standing next to her, happened to be wearing blue ties, which was kind of really weird and stupid.
Now, I've got to ask this, Rach, because I must be honest. I haven't really paid attention. Would one describe the PM as having an A, B, or C?
Probably a B.
Well, it's not that little then, is it?
No, like she's average. No,
Petra's more like a D, E.
No! Shut up.
And Rach uses Photoshop to make her smaller all the time.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go, you see.
I'm a negative A right now.
No.
concave.
Yeah, concave.
I boo-booed with the Photoshop.
You boo-booed with the photo. Very good. Very good. So it's all getting a bit messy down there in Oz, isn't it?
Oh, it's really messy. And that leads us to the very, very next story that we have. Oh, God.
You can. I think this is lovely. Don't ask the PM if our partner's gay. Well, is he gay?
He's not. He's not. A hairdresser. But he's not gay. He's very much heterosexual. Howard Sattler is a drive-time shock jock in Perth, in Western Australia.
Yes.
And he's a veteran at this particular job. He's been working at that station for about 28 years or so.
Gosh.
He had her on yesterday on his drive-time show, and he said, I'm going to ask you candid, hard-hitting questions. Now, one would assume, because there's an election in a minute, that he would be asking political questions. And he said, so is your partner gay? He's a hairdresser, isn't he? And she handled it pretty gracefully, actually. She said, you know, and she said, well, you know, that's absurd. And he's gone and pressed her further. And mind you, he has said that he told her at any time if he was stepping over the line, she could tell him to stop it.
All
she
right.
did tell him to stop it, and he wouldn't stop it. So he said... He went on to say, but you hear it, he must be gay, he's a hairdresser. It's not me saying it, it's what people say. And she's saying, look, you know, you can't judge people by these things, we don't know, but that's a, you know, it's just an absurd thing to say. Unwilling to drop this line of questioning, he went on, you can confirm that he's not? And she said, oh, Howard, don't be ridiculous, of course not.
Oh, right.
He later apologised on air for the exchange.
Right.
Then a statement was released by the program manager at 6PR saying that he'd put a number of questions to her and they were out of order. There was Fairfax Radio Management who were going to review the incident and he was suspended.
Right.
A couple of hours ago, it's come out in the press that they have sacked him.
Why?
For being a pillock, really.
Yeah, but. I remember vividly on a well-known London station, which at the time probably had about 2 million listeners, when I said, oh, that'll be a paddy bus, won't it? And this Irishman called in and was absolutely livid because I'd called London buses at night paddy buses. Mm-hmm. And he thought I was being offensive. And I wasn't. Honest Injuns, I wasn't.
No, and do you know why
I called it a paddy bus?
Because it was green?
No, because the boss of the night buses in that part of London is called Paddy.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
So you had a reason for your interpreted madness.
But it's true. It's well known. If you look on the telly... What's his name? The DJ?
Oh, Howard Sattler.
Howard, this is for you, mate. It's a well-known fact. Look on the television, and how many hairdressers on the telly are gay?
All of them.
All of them. Thank you. I rest my case.
Except the women.
Well, they could be gay.
We don't know. But the point that Fairfax Radio Management were trying to make was the fact that Mr. Sattler was disrespectful and it was irrelevant to the political debate. In response to being sacked, he has now come out and said he's going to take legal action because there's 6 months left on his contract.
Good for him.
So it's going to go to court and, you know, there's all sorts of mess and everything else. But I'm not a big fan of Julia Gillard. I'm not a big fan of her opposite. I'm not a fan of any of them, actually. I want to vote for me. I'm going to draw a picture of a unicorn and tick that.
Yes.
But I think she handled it pretty gracefully. And I mean, what else was she going to do? But it's the point is that it's just ridiculous and it shouldn't have happened. It was a stupid thing to do. But shock jocks do this all the time. We've got a whole cluster of them here that do worse than this.
Yeah,
and
don't we know?
Nobody's been taken to account in this respect. Nobody's been brought to account like this.
Right.
So somebody has finally been made an example of.
Ooh.
And it's just, you know, he's a minor player in terms of national recognition.
Yeah.
But we've got people that do worse things than that and haven't. I mean, for goodness sakes, last week we gave an award to a jock that made a prank phone call.
Exactly.
double standards much?
Yeah, mate, lots of them. I think if you're a PM and you are the Prime Minister at the top of it, you have to expect to be knocked now and again. You have to intend. I mean, seriously, they won't do it maliciously, but on English telly, they'll take the mickey out of the Queen sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. And she did. She handled it very well. She just said, don't be silly. You're being silly. That's why she didn't get angry. She didn't storm out. She just said, oh, that's absurd. Don't be silly.
So she wasn't offended.
I don't think she was, but Fairfax, who are a very big conglomerate, they're Titanic like Rupert Murdoch is.
Ah.
So they have said, okay, enough's enough.
Right. Maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. I just think that if she's not offended and didn't go to the management and say, I'm offended, then it was just a bit of fun radio.
I think so. I mean, I don't think it was intended that way. I think he was deliberately trying to push buttons.
Yeah.
And he didn't get the rise out of her that he wanted to. Mm. She asked him to cease as he instructed her to do so. He refused to cease. So he didn't abide by the verbal contract that they entered into prior to that interview taking place. But you know what? Stuff happens on radio, doesn't it?
'Cause it does. So am I allowed to push your buttons in?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I got lots of them. Pick one.
Yeah. Petra's got loads in front of her. Got hundreds of them.
But still, you don't touch them.
No, I don't. I can't reach
you
them.
Don't touch them without asking.
No, and then she walks in the studio every now and again with two melons.
You like watermelons.
I think they're the best.
I can't believe I'm going to read this. Dear listener.
Yes, you can.
I can't believe I'm going to read this.
You do anything.
Yeah, thank you. What? I do anything?
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, for money. Drunk fools put a boy aged 10 in the driving seat. Two women have been arrested after making a 10-year-old boy drive home because they were drunk.
It's not the first time this has happened.
Is it not?
No. It was a little girl, and her dad was drunk, and a little girl was about 8, and she was driving, and he got her to pull over at the servo so he could buy some smokes, and he said to the guy behind the counter, check it out, she's driving, how cool is she? And the attendant said, I said to himself, I think I might alert the authorities.
By the way, dear
she's
listener,
apparently driving very well.
There will be a translation issued with this program on paper at the end of it. Servo for service station.
Sorry.
Sorry. I was wondering.
Were you wondering what it was? Petra. That's all right. I'll translate for you.
Yeah? Okay.
Australians shorten everything to... It either has an O or an E on the end of it.
I thought British were doing that.
No.
They swallow.
No.
Do they?
No, but Slovaks extend everything.
Well, that's better. At least everybody understands.
Sure. No, so they change Eric's. This is one. This is a Slovak one. They change Eric, depending on the tense, into Ericom.
Well, if it's
sounds like an air conditioning unit.
What?
Well, if it's with Eric, you say Ericom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't you just say with Eric?
It just doesn't work in Slovak.
Oh, tell me about it. Do you know
what
this?
Are you doing? I got Eric on.
Yeah. So apparently these police said these two women told the officers that they made the boy drive because they were intoxicated. Yeah, right.
Well, they should have made safer. The 15-year-old drive.
Well, that's what I thought.
You know, that would have been closer to the... Maybe he was drunk too.
Maybe she was a blonde girl.
Maybe.
So if she was a blonde 15-year-old, you wouldn't want to drive him, would you?
No.
Yeah, but what's safer... 10 years old driving or drunk woman driving?
I don't know. I mean, could he reach
the same?
I think it's about, yeah, absolutely. One for the ladies here. Apparently there's a Barney up in Sweden, in Scandinavia, because the train drivers who are sitting in cabs which are incredibly hot have been banned from wearing shorts whilst they're at work. Therefore, they've started wearing skirts.
Good on them.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah.
I don't wear skirts, just... but, you know, if they're hot, then, yeah.
Okay.
They said no shorts, so let's wear skirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because pants are too hot. You're going to do, it's 30, what temperature do they get to? 35 degrees or something in those cabins?
Yeah.
That's hot to wear long pants, particularly if they're, you know, all Swedish and IKEA.
See,
and,
she's doing
you know,
it again
woolly.
Now, isn't she? Because, you see, I wear trousers, not pants.
Oh, yeah,
my pants are underneath my trousers.
Pants.
Yeah, is that, that's right.
Ladies don't wear trousers.
Ladies do wear trousers.
They wear pants.
They wear trousers.
Excuse me, I'm going to ring Donna Karen and have her talk to you.
Excuse me, I say tomato. What do you say?
Tomato. There goes that joke.
Yeah, right down the toilet. But anyway, so if you go up to Sweden at the minute, don't panic. The guys haven't all gone gay. They just like wearing skirts to keep their underwear, their bits chilled out.
Well, it's like a kilt.
Well, actually, come to think of it, you know, come to think of it, it is like a kilt, but come to think of it as well, when I was in Dubai one time, it was incredibly hot. And geezer, what? Why are you laughing at me?
Well, because one time it was hot.
Yeah. No, but man and a skirt reminds me of Scottish.
Kilts.
Yeah. They don't wear nothing underneath it. So I try to imagine you in a skirt.
Commando.
And nothing underneath.
You mean dangly bits?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Eric goes commando.
Yeah. But when you... And I was really, really hot in Dubai. And man said to me, look, I'll bring you a proper gown to wear, like they wear, the white things. So, because I'm up for that, because I was really, really hot and I was nearly passing out. It was so hot. So I said, okay. And he said, but you have to wear Arabic underwear as well, otherwise it doesn't work.
Do they wear any?
Well, they do, but it's sort of very aerated, the underwear. There's more holes than there is clothes, if you see what I mean.
Uh-huh.
It breathes well.
It breathes well. Anyway, where are you, you 12 million pound numpty? 12
Sleep.
Million pounds.
Lee. It's Lee G. Banks. He's unconscious in Vegas.
Yeah, well, we know that. His situation normal, really, isn't it? There's a search on, and I will give you the details in a minute because it's quite important, and I want 10% if you hear this. There's a search on for a lottery winner who obviously has no idea, or it's fallen down the back of the sofa, that they've won 12 million quid. What would you do with, that'd be about 20, how many dollars is that, Rach?
It's about, what is it, 62p to one of our dollar.
That's good, isn't it? How many dollars is that, Rach? It's about 62 to $1. That's a good answer, isn't it, Rach?
Yeah, real good.
Yeah.
I'm good at maths.
Yeah, real done good there, girl.
nearly 20 million, I guess.
Nearly 20 million. So what would you do with 20 million then?
Buy a radio station.
Don't be silly.
No, don't do it. Don't. We know what it's like to run a radio station, don't we?
Yeah, don't we, Jess?
I wouldn't run it. I'd walk around in it.
Oh, well, you'd just be the boss.
Yeah, I'm not going to do any work.
She'll be pointing her
silly.
Finger. Do this,
do that. Yeah, I reckon she'd be
roll around money.
She'd be really dictatorial, you know.
I think so.
Yeah, it'd be like one of those 1980s office manageresses that owned the company. Do this. Yeah. Why haven't you done that yet?
Very big shoulder pads.
Sorry, Miss Rachel. I didn't know you wanted me to. Well, you're supposed to know what I want you to do before I tell you. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Rachel. I didn't really understand that. Don't fire me, please. You're fired! That'd be it, wouldn't it? But anyway, so that's about 16 million euros. What?
There's a wasp.
Where?
Behind a computer screen.
There's a wasp. So he won't hurt you. You're bigger than the wasp. Don't worry about it.
Sting.
I hurt.
We've got the windows open, boys and girls, and she's worried about a wasp. You'll have to wait till the ad break comes on. Then I'll get rid of it. For goodness sake. So anyway, what would you do with 16 million euros?
Enjoy it.
So I would never see you again then?
No, probably not. Oh, it's closer.
It's not. Stop panicking.
She'd kill the wasps. She'd kill every wasp.
We normally have to. Oh, please go outside. Mr. Wasp, please go out the window so I don't have to kill another one.
Eric is the killer in this office.
I have to kill all the wasps, Rage.
We just run away into the next room and he has to do
They
it.
Just scream at me. So anyway, most important. If anybody knows anybody about anything or, I don't know, whatever, the ticket owner has only got until the 27th of November to claim their prize. Or they lose it. Could you imagine losing $20 million?
Because you have still plenty of time to find a crazy person.
Yeah, but if you haven't looked down the back of the sofa yet, you won't know. The only information being released by the lottery at the moment is that the ticket was bought in the Ladywood. That is not a euphemism for anything. It is a real area. It was bought in the Ladywood area of Birmingham. So... It's my level program this week, isn't it? What are you watching? You're still watching the wasp?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you don't call them wasps in Slovak, do you?
Ossa.
Yeah. Like horses. Yeah.
It came all the way from Australia.
Thank you very much. If there's anybody who knows anybody who's, you know, if you've lost a ticket or whatever, do get a hold of the National Lottery at help@national-lottery.co.uk, and there's an 0845 number you can get from their website as well. National-lottery.co.uk.
No. Everybody from the area should just do a bit clear up at home.
Yes, exactly. From the Ladywood area. Ladywood. It's really hard to say that when you're thinking the wrong thing, isn't it? It really is.
Stop having a dirty mind.
I haven't.
You have, 24/7.
I have not.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'm asleep for part of the day. Oh, no, then I dream.
Filthy dream.
So please, Mr. Numpty, whoever you are, who's got 12 million quid coming to you, you could have a great day. You could say to the boss, I love you, but I'm leaving you. You could say...
You get a man.
You got what?
Get a man would.
A man would?
You've got...
Yes.
What? I've got a wasp near me. Where's it gone now?
I don't know. You swallowed.
Anyway, so if you know anything about this, the ticket owner's got to the 27th of November to claim the prize, and they should call 0845. This is UK number only. 0845 910 0000. 0845 910 0000. And don't let them give it away to people. It's your money.
Have a look in the back of the couch.
Yeah, that's a good thing, mind you.
Your pockets.
Check.
Probably been through the wash.
Yeah,
probably
lost it. Check the back of your jeans. That's ruined it completely. Have you ever put money in the washing machine?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
She's got this look on her face going, uh-oh, I don't want to ask.
How's the plastic?
How much did you lose?
It survives the washing machine.
I didn't lose it. You just dried and use it.
Did you? Yeah. How much was in there?
Only 20.
Only 20 euros. Oh, that's all right. Phew. But there you go. Anyway, end of part one. We've got to go away. We've got to go and kill a wasp. It's not nice, is it, Rach?
You mean that?
We'll see you in part two as I clear up the mess, boys and girls.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.